Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. If you have any, I do. Do you? Tell us your dispute resolution story while Colin's here. Or whatever's on your mind, but I know how much people love to tell about their disputes.
Absolutely. You were just telling me about one over the break with some shoes that you were purchasing.
With such drama queens.
No, drama queens. Girl, who are you calling
a
drama queen?
So let's go back to the S store just for a minute, because I have one last thing to say about
sure.
it.
Sure,
okay?
The S store.
Why they need Colin, all right?
Yeah.
Everybody who was helping me in that store, the actual people, young people who work there,
yeah.
were dying to help me.
Absolutely.
They were standing there beside themselves. She says, well, let me call our number here and see what's going on.
They're dying to help me.
There was more to it than I told you. They also made a mistake on the credit card and said that I returned too many things. I said, I only returned one refrigerator before you even delivered it to me and bought one that cost more. And she says, oh, no, you've returned six things. Guess what the six things were I returned?
What?
The tax.
Oh, the tax on the
tax
refrigerator.
Was
they
one
counted
item
all of them
she,
as they, separate.
She was counting all of it. The thing I bought, the care thing I bought.
No wonder that company that begins with an S is almost completely finished.
But here's the deal. I did notice, Colin, they all wanted to help me so desperately. But every time they put it in the computer, it wanted to screw me over.
Well, I know, you know, I've actually had my own experience with the S company. And it is exactly what you say. The people are disempowered on the floor.
Yes,
they want to help out. And this happens again and again with big organizations. They centralize the power and decision making up at the top. So all the people that are actually handling the customer interactions, they're like, well, I'm sorry, the policy is this and that and the other thing. You can call this number and you can negotiate with them. It's so frustrating. And why am I, as a customer, where I'm trying to have a delight experience here, you're putting me into all of your bureaucratic nonsense.
Yeah, and even
if you were the only game in town, it would be different. But you're not.
Exactly.
And you know, eBay, we're lucky eBay sellers.
What's that?
Because the system is put together for us.
I think that's true. You do have systems that eBay creates. Like you have a resolution center available to you. I mean, a lot of what I'm trying to do at Modria is build a resolution center for everybody outside of the walled garden of eBay and PayPal.
Right.
Yeah. Because they don't have anything. You know, if you buy something direct from somebody's website and then you have a problem with it, too bad. There is no resolution center there.
Hey, Colin, what's the most difficult eBay dispute you ever had to resolve?
Oh, my gosh. I had some really tough ones. We had one, probably the worst one.
The worst. I love it.
Ugh, it was so hard. It was a guy who bought a Perry Mason videotape from a seller who sold videotapes out of New Jersey. And this guy got the videotape, and he said the tracking was off. You know, like it had lines on it. So he sent it back. Now, the seller was a young woman. She sold a lot of tapes at volume. She didn't pre-check her tapes. They were all wrapped. You know, she bought them wholesale. She got the tape back. She checked it. There was no scan lines on her VCR. So she actually sent the videotape back to the guy.
No!
She did. And this is, you know, we're talking a $5 videotape.
No, it's a mistake.
And the guy got really annoyed.
Of course.
And she said, change the tracking on your VCR. It's going to solve the problem. He said, it doesn't solve the problem. So the two of them really started at it. Now, this is long before I was involved. And then this is what happens with these disputes. They start to escalate. One side makes a threat. The other side makes a threat.
Right.
The buyer was in New York. She was in New Jersey. So he starts to say, I'm going to report you to the New Jersey Bureau of Consumer Protection or whatever.
Yeah.
And she starts to make threats back and forth. And her boyfriend was a paralegal at a law firm in New York. And he writes a threatening letter, pretending to be the lawyer from this law firm on their stationery. And mails it to the buyer.
Oh.
And the buyer checks it out and figures out that he's a paralegal and then threatens to take him to the legal ethics board to get him fired.
Oh, jeez.
So it just ratchets up and ratchets up and ratchets up. This is over a $5 videotape. So finally, I'm brought in because the executives start to get emails and they come to me. And oftentimes, I would get these really escalated cases. So I try and negotiate between the two of them. It took me 2 months of negotiating back and forth. He was going to sue for $6,000 in damages and misrepresentation. He was going to hold eBay accountable, all of this stuff. She was at wit's end. She had no idea what to do. It turns out they had just done a feature on her in the New York Times prior to this guy buying the videotape. And I think, and there was a picture of her in there, and she's looking very young. She's sitting on her bed with all these videotapes. So one wonders if this turned into kind of harassment, like there was a personal element to this.
Yeah, yeah.
I offered $5, you know, like, give me the $5 back. We'll get you a new tape from another source. You know, there's lots of ways to work out the problem. But that one ended kind of in tears. In essence, it escalated and escalated and escalated, and eventually we just had to cut bait with the buyer, because...
What ended up happening?
Well, it ended up going the legal, actually, because he started to threaten to sue eBay.
Yeah.
And in those circumstances, it's out of my hands. And then eventually they just realized the guy was a crank. He wasn't going to follow through on his threats. So that was a sad one. But a good one that we had was actually over a Spider-Man comic book that was rated purple grade by a third-party rating company. And it was two professional comic book sellers on eBay. And then the buyer received the comic book and said, this isn't a purple grade, this is a blue grade. And the difference in this comic book, that was more than $1,000 in value.
Man.
And there was debate about who graded it and was it accurate, was it not. So we actually paid for a third-party grader that they both trusted to come in and grade the comic book, and they decided that it was purple, and that resolved the dispute.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. It's tricky. I mean, the day-to-day kinds of disputes, when they don't boil over, are very easily resolvable. The problem is when you get this kind of thing, like what Lee was saying, where you get caught in the policies and you get frustrated and you have to escalate it, or your situation that you were just telling me about where the person, the seller starts to get very, well, sir, don't talk to me that way. And, you know, then it starts to get personal, and then it's very complicated to untangle these things and get back to the base. Even if you solve the initial irritant that created the dispute, it's too late.
I want to write the soundtrack to these disputes. I only hope my comic book will get a purple grade. Purple grade. Everyone now, purple grade.
Oh, Prince is rolling over in his grave.
As is Perry Mason, because there's the irony. It was a Perry Mason tape.
And that's true.
And those always resolve at the end of the episode.
Well, that's it, too, is a lot of people, and I've listened to thousands of these calls.
Bev from Videotown is in the chat board, and we know what she sells, right?
Oh, yeah,
she
videos.
She says, I have never had a situation like that, and I sell many tapes, and for $5 tape, I just refund.
Of course.
Bev is so right. That's a very wise move.
When did this happen with the videotapes, by the way? How long ago was that?
That was 2006, 2007.
All right, so even back then, you know what I would have done?
What?
I would have gone out, bought a really good quality used VCR, because you could get them for dollars.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
And I would have shipped it to him at my cost, and I would have said, here, try it on this one. It seems to work.
A whole new VCR.
Here's a whole new VCR. That's and here's a couple other tapes, and one of them is an adult tape, just so you'll calm down.
Well, Griff is famous. In Perfect Store, they talk about Griff's dispute resolution work in the early days of eBay.
Okay.
And when people in the feedback forum would start to go after each other, Griff would come in and just, you know, say, no, we're not going to do this. I'm going to dress you guys up, and then let's see if you can fight. You're now wearing a pink feather boa, and you're now wearing a high-heeled Manolo yeah. Blahniks. Now you guys try and fight it out.
Right. I would go into mother's attic, into her big closet, and pull out. And I was the original RuPaul. It was like Uncle Griff's Drag Race.
That's great.
And dress up the people, and then they'd be laughing. And once they were laughing,
That's exactly right. And this is, people often say to me, well, this dispute resolution stuff is kind of common sense. Well, you know, when you get into it, and somebody starts to annoy you and starts to accuse you of things, people aren't at their best. So if you can get them to laugh, if you can get them to rethink something, if you can surprise them with a new option they hadn't thought of, they can get out of their frame. One of the things we say in dispute resolution is, imagine you're on a balcony and you're watching this from above and you're not involved. What advice would you offer to the parties? And that's all it takes, you know, for somebody to say, well, you know. Or imagine it's a year from now and you're looking back on this dispute. What advice would you give yourself a year from now? You say, well, I wouldn't take it seriously. I'd give them $5. Great. Well, maybe you should take your own advice.
So that's why we need to calm down before we conduct business.
Yes.
So when you get upset, it's human nature to get upset when somebody returns, you know, when something goes wrong. It's human nature. But
that's
if you just back down from few minutes.
Well, you can write the angry email. Just don't hit send.
Exactly.
And go get a cup of tea and then come back and say,
and then
delete it and write the real
like
email.
Mode. You know, I realized the whole time I was in the S store going through this that I needed to keep calm, because the minute you lose it, then you're the crazy lady.
Yeah.
You know, we got a crazy lady here.
Right, crazy lady on aisle three.
Exactly.
I tend not to lose it any. I used to lose it a lot when I was younger.
Really?
Because I come from an Italian household, so we lose it, you know. You lose it every few minutes.
Right, yeah.
You're losing it.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing now? but now I get bitchy.
You get kind of, you know, snooty.
Yes, we had
your arms and.
So we just had the four of us went out to a restaurant last weekend and had one of the worst experiences with the wait staff.
Oh, really?
With the wait person, I'll just say it. Who knows why? Who knows what was going on? But we were all very hungry.
And well, that blood sugar has a lot to do with it, too.
It does for me, at least. And so I didn't get snippy, but I did get. I got very Maggie Smith in Downton Abbey.
Do you think you're doing a good job at your job, wait person?
Right.
Yeah.
There's the very famous line from Absolutely Fabulous where there's that snooty young woman at the art gallery and Adina comes in and she's being Adina. She says, I just want art, darling. I just want art. And she's kind of looking down her nose.
Yeah.
And as she walks by her, the manager comes out to take her in and escort her into the gallery. She walks by the woman. She says, you're just a clerk in a shop. You can drop the attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a dispute with somebody, and they were...
You? You had a dispute?
Well, it wasn't that bad. But,
I hope you didn't say to them, do you know who I am?
Do you know who I think I am?
Do you know who I think I am?
I started the company.
But they said to me, I want you to tell me how you think I feel right now. Like, tell me right now how you think I feel because I'm so disappointed in you. So why don't you describe that to me?
Oh, hold on, because we want to find out the end of this.
That.
Yeah. But this open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint. Give us a ring if you have a story, 888-723-4630. We'll be back with Colin right after this.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 377.
Pictures can make or break your listing. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She has this tip on taking good pictures from your phone.
When you go to put your item, focus it, and on an iPhone, there's going to be a little square. And you touch that, you tap that square, and where you're going to tap that is to the point you want the most focus on. You tap right where that is, and that's going to clear up all your photos. The most problem I see with people is they take their photos too fast, and that's why they're really blurry. But use that tap feature. And you'll be blown away.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go ahead and call us. Colin's still here. You may have a story or anecdote you want to share.
I love dispute stories. Please, I want to hear everybody's best story.
Yes, tell us what you're wearing. 888-723-4630. On the break, we were talking about being hair trigger angry.
Yeah.
You know, and how sometimes people in disputes, the reason why a dispute will escalate is because one or sometimes both.
Sure.
People are prone to anger. They have anger management issues.
Well, there's a lot of difficult people out there. I was saying over the break, I'm married to a New Yorker. And, you know, my wife, sometimes she's very quick to react aggressively. If she perceives, I mean, we've had that situation in the S store where my wife wants to go find a manager. And I'm like, oh, gosh, do we really have to go this way? Yeah. But she's like that with online purchases, too. She's quick to presume malicious intent on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, I'm half New York, half Southern.
Okay.
Okay. Mom from New York, father from North Carolina. I was raised in the South.
Sure.
When I first started taking, you know, workshops in voiceover, you're supposed to go to your home and use that as an accent.
Oh, okay.
And so
I like
had
that.
New York and Southern, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I found that if I go, and this is something you need to put in your little book for your dispute resolutions.
Your little booklet.
Yes, your little booklet. If I have to, you know, call an 800 number for some reason to talk to somebody. I'm not talking about eBay here.
Sure.
Okay. If I have to talk to customer care somewhere, I am much better off doing just a little tiny Southern. Just saying, I'm sorry, I need your help. Can you help me right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
I have a problem that I'm just about in tears. Can you help me? And they go, oh, just a minute.
A little drop of honey. Absolutely.
See, I can't do that because they say, we don't help sissy men.
But if I
click word.
But if I call up and I say, I'm sick and tired of this. I know it's not your fault, but it's your company.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
Forget it.
You have both personalities in your quiver there, Lee, if you need it. Well, the other thing I'll say is, so there's one thing to be the complainer, and there's another thing to be the person receiving the complaint.
Yeah.
And one of the things that people are often reluctant to do, they never want to admit responsibility. They never want to apologize. And so one of the things you can really do is just explain to someone that you understand how they feel. If you were in their situation, oh my gosh, I'd be so frustrated, you know, and you can be sorry that they're in that situation without taking responsibility and just rolling over and giving them whatever they want.
Yeah.
People associate being responsive and empathetic with weakness. And that's often not true. Oftentimes you can come at it from a real strength perspective. If someone comes in and says, I'm so annoyed, I needed this item for my kid's birthday and it didn't show up in time, you say, oh, wow, if I was in that situation, I'd be really frustrated. I'm so sorry that you've experienced that. Well, now what can we do? Let's try and work together. Let's focus on the problem. Let's get it solved. Do you want a reimbursement? Do you want a replacement? Is there anything? You know, all those kinds of things.
Sure.
That solution orientation, focusing on solving the problem, is the key, as opposed to me versus you. This is not a negotiation with a fixed pie and either you win or I win.
Right.
We're looking for an integrative solution where both of us win.
Plus, that empathy in the beginning is what it does is it shows you're listening. So I think somebody who has a complaint, the first thing they're concerned about is that I'm going to voice my complaint and you're not even going to hear it.
That's exactly right.
So if you can give an indication that at least you've listened to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I spent a lot of time on calls in CS where people call in and they would say, well, then this happened and this happened. I bought this auto part and it didn't fit and he didn't give it to me. And to go through the whole thing. And then you say, well, what can we do? And they're like, oh, nothing. I just wanted someone to hear
exactly.
my frustration that this happened to me. I don't need anything. You know, it's all worked out. I just wanted you to know. And they would say also to eBay, can you put it in their file?
You know. Well, now you can.
Sure.
Right. Now it's possible to put it in
the
file.
And they just wanted to make sure someone knows about it because I had this frustration. I just want it to matter. So if you give someone that ability, you listen to them for 30 seconds, you can work it out.
Hey, before we go, because we only have a few more minutes, I want to give you a chance to plug your website, by the way, and your business.
Sure. Well,
so where do people go to learn more?
Can it be a small business that uses your services?
Absolutely.
It could be an individual, right?
Yeah, we've built the Cadillac Resolution Center. It integrates with everything. You can pull in your disputes, your chargebacks. You can put in rules to auto-decide cases. It's got really, I mean, it works like Skype. It's mobile. It's online. So any problem you have, any place, you can come in, you report it through the Modria platform, and get it resolved quickly. So if anybody wants wants to have really advanced tools for working out their issues, come to Modria.com. I can give you a demo. I think you'll be really impressed.
Is Judy Scheinlin on your board of directors?
Oh, Judge Judy. We used to talk about Judge Griff. Do you remember?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, right.
That would be great. People should call into their disputes, and you could be like,
you know,
Judge Griff.
You would be so good doing a show like that.
Oh, I would.
That's what
love
I want to do.
You could snark.
Can I be your bailiff? Can I stand there and
like see, Bird?
Judge is in session.
Right.
All
can you
rise.
You'll get a big turquoise ring like Bird rings because he shows it off when he does this, you know, thing with the audience like that. She gets $65 million a year right now.
Well, I don't know if you'd make that much.
Okay. I don't really need that much. 64 will do. It would be fun. I sometimes find I don't really dispute resolve anymore because I only get one side of stories. I never have a buyer and seller come to me, for example.
And that's hard because it's often hard to hear the buyer's side.
Yeah.
You know?
Or the seller's side if it's the buyer.
Well, that's true. But oftentimes the sellers are the ones we have the conversations
mostly
with.
Mostly,
so
yes.
You hear that perspective. But it is very important to listen to even the quiet voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes those voices aren't there. You hear nothing.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
right.
It is frustrating sometimes. But if you want to learn more about Colin's business, and it's a great business, go to
Modria.com, Modria.com.
What does that mean?
Modular. No, I'm not going to say it again because Larry's going to be frustrated.
Modular online dispute resolution
implementation
assistance.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to be in big trouble because I said that so many times.
Can't we all get along, Becker?
Can't we get along? Rodney King could have been my spokesman.
Yes.
Colin, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, Chris.
Hope to see you in Las Vegas.
Thank you,
if Sarah's there, we'll maybe think about singing.
Come back.
Anytime.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We'll be back with our second hour after this. It's eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit Roadie.com.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.